Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Welcome. It is your show. You make the call. 337-8874. And we have Eddie Sanchez here from the Resource Center. Is that correct? You guys switch your name again?
Yes, correct. It's from the Resource Center. Hi, I'm Eddie Sanchez, and I'm here to give some information.
From Behavioral Health Resource Center.
Behavioral Health Resource Center.
There's been a lot of changes for the Resource Center.
Yes, there have. I'll go into detail what we offer. Presently, we have GED going.
But first of all, what is the Resource Center? And who can join the Resource Center?
Resource Center is available for our clients who are members from Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and they need to be referred to our department from their psychiatrist, their nurse, their clinician. And we also accept referrals from private psychiatrists like Dr. Ring, Dr. Camacho, and at times we get some referrals from some private doctors depending mm-hmm. what diagnosis they have.
Okay. And the purpose of the Resource Center is to?
We're trying to get the persons or clients, consumers, to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
We want them not to rely so much on the community. We mm-hmm. want them to be self-sufficient.
Is that what they want to?
Most of them, yes. And our job as the ones that don't want to is to get them motivated to start changing.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that. It helps the client or the consumer, but also the family, too. Their families.
Correct.
That must be a really good help, a great
yes, because,
a support.
Yes, because prior, the families didn't see that through their eyes that we weren't doing enough for their sons or daughters or mother or father. And now with the actions that we're showing them, they're seeing that, yes, we can help, and we're getting positive feedback from the parents.
What kind of things do people with mental health disorders that come to the Resource Center, what kind of parts of their lives are lacking, or what kind of ways do you support them to grow and get some normality, I suppose?
Mainly it's their self-esteem, their well-being. Most of them, like I said, they were satisfied getting their SSI check and laying in bed not doing anything.
It goes a long way in the state of California. How much, 700-something?
I think it's down
a month.
They were getting 927, and I think it's down to 840 with all the cuts this year.
Oh, wow.
So it's about 840, 850 per month.
About a piece of light bill in the valley, huh?
It would only pay my light
yeah.
bill.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's yeah. not enough at all.
So it's really a marginalized existence, ultimately.
Correct.
But with the assistance of the Mental Health Services Act, or known as the Prop 63, that passed in 2004. The Resource Center has been at grew, and they're offering a lot more programs.
Yes, we have expanded through the Prop 63. I'll go into details, not into much detail, but mm-hmm. tell you what we have to offer. We have GED, that we're in partnership with Central Union High School District, and that's offered Monday through Thursday from 12:30 to 3. We do offer like one-on-one from 3 to 4, 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Our instructors there for 4 hours with us on a daily basis. We have, we're in partnership with IBC. We have two counselors that are dedicated to work with our clientele.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be coming over and meeting with our clients one-on-one to get them motivated to attend IBC. We have alcohol and drug classes going twice per day. We have one that's just in English and the second one bilingual,
mm-hmm.
9 and 10:30. And we also have, believe it or not, we have some people that are referred that can grasp a lot of things. They can remember a lot of mm-hmm. things. And we have a group or arts and craft, which is quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe the success that we have. We have ladies that couldn't do much, and they've already completed beautiful quilts.
Mm-hmm. What'd that do to their self-esteem?
Oh, you should see them smile. I mean, just you can notice it on their face that, hey, I've done something. Everybody kept on telling me I can never do anything.
You can earn those in the fair?
You know what? We've been talking about that. As a matter of fact, we have our meeting on the first part of October, the full staff meeting, and we're going to show them off then.
Another program that you have.
Yes. The most important one, I think, one of the important ones is we have IBROP that we just started. I think it was in July. It's a big partnership, and it's what the
and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, sure are. We're going to talk about the STAR program, and STAR stands for Succeeding Through Actions and Responsibilities. And they're with us 5 days a week. They come anywhere from 8:30 to, say, about 10:30. They run a group, and they meet with our clients beforehand and afterhand. They're doing excellent. I mean, at first I thought they were going to be a little scared, you know, of our clientele. They're not. I mean, they're excellent. So what I want to do, I want to introduce two of the young ladies that do a lot of the work. First one is Norma Avila and Maria Pantoja.
Good morning.
Good
morning. My name is Norma Avila, and I'm the Adult Development Specialist for Project STAR. And one of our goals that we have for this project is to help clients transition to the next step in their recovery. For example, by providing pre-employment classes, life skill classes, leadership classes, and then the pre-employment class, it's not getting them, our goal is not to get them a job, but get them ready to go into a job. I'm helping them with applications, with the resume, cover letters. Some of them may have difficulties filling out an application, and our goal is to help them fill out an application. Also for our life skills, we have a variety of different classes. We just had a movie night last Friday. We had about 14 clients. When we first started this movie night, we started off with, I believe it was like six? Mm-hmm. I think around there, and now we're up to 14. Very excited. We had a client that she would not come out of her house at all. She would not participate in the activities while she started attending our workshops. So we also have workshops at the All Central Clinic and at the Brawley Clinic. And she's been going to all our workshops and now attending our movie nights that we're currently having now.
How did this, I mean, coming from, you know, when people come and apply for behavioral health, they have an expectation, you know, they're going to be working with the mentally ill or substance or people who have an addiction.
Or both.
Or both. And both, too. Now, you guys are coming from IVRP, Imperial Valley Regional Occupational Program. And probably did you ever think that, you know, you would be working with the duly diagnosed or just the mentally ill or substance abuse? How does it feel? I mean, just what is your view? Or
expectations versus reality. How has it been?
I mean.
Well, I know IVROP has been trying to, get in collaboration with behavioral health. When I first heard about this, I was really excited to work with something different to help clients out and to achieve some of their goals that they have. And I know that some of them have this fear, and there's a lot of multi-diagnosis problems that they might have. So for me, it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.